a star on my car and one on my chest. A gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me.
Good morning once again. It is time again for another edition of Safety Talk on KWHI. Real quickly, want to say congratulations to Charlie Hirsch today. Charlie Hirsch won some tickets to the Real Texas Gun Show coming up this weekend at the Fireman's Training Center. So be listening again tomorrow morning. You can be a winner just like Charlie was today. Get your tickets to the Real Texas Gun Show, the Fireman's Training Center, this Saturday and Sunday. Right now, though, it is again an edition of Safety Talk. Today has been a long time since these fellas been in studio today, but we're glad to have them back again. That is the DPS Troopers. That is Sergeant Morgan, Sergeant Woodard are with us today. And gentlemen, good morning to you today.
Craig, I was thinking about you on the way down this morning.
Well, good thing or bad thing.
So, wait a minute, it's already started. Jim, you just got on vacation. Don't start, man.
Well, I got rest.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Here we go.
When you rest your mind, then you're more productive.
That's true.
Right. So I needed a break. I didn't know I needed a break until I took it.
So
on the way down.
Okay.
I look to my right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm somewhere between Somerville and Brenham. And
I see
this Polaris on the side for sale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a big hunting guy.
He is.
So I checked on it for you.
Did you know? I called the guy.
The guy was real nice, friend. We talked mm-hmm. about it a little bit. But I was thinking about you
on that.
So if you were looking for a Polaris on that deer hunting deal,
he may have one
for about $6,500 last time.
So. That's it?
There you go.
Okay.
So anyway, just in case you want it.
Jim has always got your back.
Oh, such a good friend.
Oh, man. Hey, so while I was on this cruise.
Oh, you went on a cruise. Not only
first
on
cruise,
vacation.
Yeah,
you
first
went on a cruise, too.
First cruise I ever been on.
No, this is the Trooper Cruise, or?
No, it's the, my son's getting married next year, and, you know, we went with her family and stuff, and whatever.
Get to know you.
One of them deals. So,
must be tough.
There's this guy that comes on. Hey, Steve, you ever been on one of these things where you go eat dinner? It's not really formal, but it could be formal.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But it's nice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Is it the captain's dinner?
And, you know, the waitress or they're dressed up.
Oh, whatever.
I mean, you're feeling like, man, I'm the guy filling out a place on this deal.
You felt underdressed.
Okay. So anyway, but the guy gets on. Oh, thank you for inviting everybody here in today, and I hope everybody's having a good time and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And now it's ready for showtime. He really loved that. I mean, every afternoon I waited for this guy to say that, and he loved it, man. He had a big old smile. But anyway, I was thinking about our little show.
Are you saying you're going to?
I was thinking about our little show here, right?
Is it showtime or what?
Yeah, it is showtime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
But okay.
Shows already started with YouTube.
Now look. The day is a very hot, special day.
Is it now?
It's so hot.
How hot is it?
Do you have a glove? I can't keep this thing in my hand. It's burning me. But anyway, it's a $25 Mariachi gift card.
Oh, Mariachi. That's my place, man.
So he's breaking out the big guns. How hot is that?
Man.
Right?
That is spicy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you look over at an intersection, and you notice a guy sitting there in his pickup truck, and he got a 719 registration.
Okay.
When does that thing go out? That he can actually be cited or a warning or in violation, however you want to look at it. How long is that good for? And when can law enforcement actually stop him?
All right.
When would it expire?
I got it.
What date is that?
I got it. Can I win it?
It's there. So what date am I looking for?
That's a good question, Jim.
All right. Well, I like throwing good questions out there every now and then.
That's a good one.
So I looked this morning. By the way, hope everybody's having a good summer. It's hot.
It could be hotter.
And it could be hotter. I see a light flashing.
Yeah, that's the phone line. They want to win this mariachi.
Somebody broke out the calendar.
Well, they want to win.
Huh?
Uh-oh.
What happened? You hung up on?
I didn't.
That wasn't me.
Nobody. I didn't. They'll try again. They're going to call back.
Have you seen a lot of blown out tires on the roadway?
Because no,
I have.
I wouldn't say more than usual.
I have. Yes. And a lot of them are trailers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's that light again.
There we go. That's the phone call.
Oh.
And you know.
Yeah.
People call
I'm fixed pull over.
Good morning. Safety talk today.
You have 5 days after your expiration date.
I'm looking for the date.
But what would the actual date be?
I see where she's going.
I know where she's going.
Yeah,
but I ain't gonna get it.
It'd be August 5th.
No.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Unfortunately, not. All right. Call back.
Yeah, that was a good starter.
Yeah. Yeah. But I see where she's going.
Yeah, she's going in the right direction.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Thank you for calling, though.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, I looked at this morning. We're at 1,689 fatalities on our state.
Oh, okay. Just hold that thought for a minute.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have to give this thing away before we do anything. Okay.
There you go. Good morning. This is Safety Talk today.
Yeah, is the answer August the 6th?
No.
No.
No. Close.
All right.
Close. Yep.
They're working on it today.
Yeah.
They're working on it today. There we go.
Another okay, one I'm just going to sit here.
Good morning.
Well, at least
today.
We know you have listeners, Craig.
Good morning. This is Safety Talk.
Somebody August does. 7th? No.
Hold on, sir. Don't hang up. Wait a minute.
Now,
say the question again.
Okay. He's got there's a 719 registration ticker. Okay. At what date will he be in violation if he doesn't get it replaced?
It would be August 8th, he would be in violation.
Now, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go.
Now, I'm not going to let you off the hook that easy because this is $25. You're going to have to work for this. All right?
I'm with you on that.
Okay. So now,
right.
You're going to have to tell the listening audience how you came up with that.
Well, 5 business days.
Okay.
Which would be... the 7th would be the 5th that you could get it done. But
okay, the first is on a what? Can you tell the audience what the first is on?
Excuse me?
The first is on what?
What is August 1st? What day?
Thursday.
Okay, the second is on what?
The Friday.
Okay, now the 3rd and 4th is what? A weekend. So you do.
Correct.
So, all right, so you take them 2 off, right? And then
correct.
You start over again with the other 3 days. So it's 5 working days, excluding weekends and holidays. Now, we don't have no holidays, but we do have the weekend, and that's why he's good through the 7th and be in violation as of the 8th. So that's why, that's how we got that. So, anyway, there you go. So,
all right, we got it.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
But, all right, you go. Hang on along with us for a minute. I'll get information. We'll get you all set up with your card, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate your listening.
All right. Thank you.
We enjoy your show. I mean, I really enjoy it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Here we go.
He's talking about you, Steve.
Jim is the face. I'm just the voice.
All right. We're going to put him on hold real fast. I'm going to go get information today. You guys got a minute, or you want to take a break real fast?
Let's go ahead and take a break.
I think it works better that way. Okay. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Safety Talk here in a minute. 979-836-9937. If you have questions, or you can send us some emails today. I'll check those as well. Mail, mail at kwhi.com. Back after this.
All children aged 3 through 6th grade are invited to Vacation Bible School at Zion Lutheran Church in Brenham. Shaken Up Cafe, where kids carry out God's recipe, will be Sunday, July 21st to Thursday, July 25th from 5:30 until 8:15 and will include dinner for all participants, plus games, storytelling, crafts, and music. To register, text or call 979-277-5126. Zion Lutheran Church is 1.5 miles north of Highway 290 West at 1800 FM 2679. Registration ends July 14th.
New Sealy Posturepedics and Tempur-Pedic mattresses are arriving at Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham. We are having a closeout sale to make room. Save up to half off on select Tempur-Pedic and Sealy Posturepedic floor models. This is a great time to save on the best of the Brenham brands. Interest-free financing available up to 60 months with no money down. Schleiders delivers and installs free to 40 miles. See store for details. Visit our showroom to try mattresses in a relaxed atmosphere with no high-pressure salespeople telling you what to buy. We are the no-pressure place. Schleiders presents the best American brands at the best prices, and we let you decide. Our price guarantee will compete with anyone. Try us. Save money now before these closeout mattresses are gone. Only at Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic.
Schleider Furniture Company, with Sealy mattresses for your comfort.
Quality.
Get excited, Whataburger fans. Our one-of-a-kind mushroom Swiss burger is back.
And now it's an all-time favorite.
If you love mushrooms, you're going to love this burger.
Two patties, two slices of Swiss cheese, two layers of mushrooms. These mushrooms are beautiful.
It's a really good balance between hearty and savory. And that au jus sauce on top.
The creamy au jus sauce. It really sets it apart.
Just adds flavor that makes you go, wow. It is just absolutely amazing.
It's not just a mushroom Swiss burger. It's a Whataburger mushroom Swiss burger.
Plants and Things is not just a plant store. They're your one-stop shop for your lawn and garden. And at Plants and Things, you'll find all the gardening soils and organic soils and soil amendments you need to keep your lawn and garden beautiful all year round. They also have a big selection of home decor and lawn art. So for everything you need for your lawn and garden, think Plants and Things at 3900 Highway 36 South, just past FM 109. They're open weekdays from 8 till 5:30 and Saturdays till 5 with easy access and handicap parking. Plants and Things.
Whether you're looking for an exceptional facility for short-term rehabilitation, long-term care, or post-operative recovery, Focused Care at Brenham is the perfect choice. The team members at Focused Care at Brenham are highly skilled at providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care. They recognize the amount of trust you put in them to care for your loved ones and will treat them like family. Stop by and meet the care team, take a tour, and discover why Focused Care at Brenham is the premier skilled nursing facility in the area. Conveniently located at 1303 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. On Tuesday, July 16th, Craig will be speaking with a representative from the Washington County Chamber of Commerce about upcoming events. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back once again. It is a Safety Talk on KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. Craig Montana joined by the sergeants from the DPS. This is Morgan and Wooded with us today. And gentlemen, it's been about a month since we saw you guys, so I do appreciate you guys coming in and not forgetting about us. It's been so long. Out of sight, out of mind.
I got to admit, while I did forget about you for a while. But
I guess
anyway.
That's a good thing, I guess.
So I was going to say our state fatality rate, we're at 1689. We're actually doing fairly well this year,
yeah.
If we can hold that. Now, this time of year, obviously, there's a peak in that since everybody's on vacation and all that. Still hadn't had a deathless day on our highway since November 7th, year 2000. We were talking about blowouts. So I've been seeing a lot of blowouts and a lot on trailers, boat trailers and all that. People like to go out to the lakes and stuff. They look at them. They say, well, they've got enough tread, whatever. But some of them tires get kind of dry rotted, I guess. So I see a lot of people having to fix these flats. And one thing I want to just make sure, if you can get that vehicle completely off the roadway, it would be appreciated. Because, look, I was looking at a stat the other day. I'm the stat guy. I get it. But
You are.
Steve, we've already had over 1,200 people stop, warn, or cite it. For not moving over for law enforcement or emergency vehicles this year. If they're not moving over for us, you think they're going to move over for you?
Nope. No.
Okay. So anyway, just keep that in mind if you get completely off the roadway where you can do some work, I don't want you to ruin your rim and all that, but just make sure. And you know what? And Steve always reminds you of that phone number about that. If you need somebody to come out there, we'll assist any way we can. But anyway, maybe getting a vehicle behind you, giving you some a little bit of safe working environment till we get you back on the roadway. Mm-hmm. Certainly use that number on the back of your driver license, and 800-525-5555, if I remember right.
So, you got it.
That will go to a dispatch. Now, Steve's right on that last time we talked. Every time I go by the Bryan dispatch, somebody's always calling them all the time. Mm-hmm. So that number gets used, and usually the phone call could be anywhere in the state. So I don't know exact, but they still have access, a way of figuring out where you're at and getting the right personnel out there to help you out. So anyway, just kind of remind people, I certainly don't want to see somebody get hit, run over while they're out there chaining a flat and all that. But make sure you look at that. Before you go on your trip and stuff, because like I say, some of these tires, they look like they got good tread, but they may be dry rotted. So
yeah, and in combination with that heat, it's gonna blow. How do you survive a blowout? Your tire, you're going down the road, and your tire has just. We're talking about someone's 17-year-old daughter here, mm-hmm. or what? How do you survive a blowout?
Yeah. Well, most times I recommend just certainly. Not hitting any, letting off the gas and trying to keep steer straight and get that speed reduced and then start trying to move over to where you need to be.
Sure.
A lot of people, the popping or the blowout itself,
that's what
startles them and they jerk the wheel. Mm-hmm. And then then you know what happens after that.
So
not good after that. And then on certainly pulling a boat or a trailer or whatever, you just do the best. Same deal. Slow down, whatever. Yeah. Just don't do nothing crazy. Just try to, slowly pulling off the side of the road and get it now to an area where you can work on it and not get run over. Hmm. Was you going to add something on that, Craig?
Well, I was going to say.
Because it acts like you're acting like you don't even want to give it up.
Well, I really don't.
Okay. I mean, you haven't. He's been holding that. He's been holding that thing in his hand for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I want to say.
This guy, he said he was going to mail it. Okay, I was surprised on that because I thought he said, "Well, you can come pick it up." When he got here, Craig says, "Well, I'm actually going to take off for lunch if you want."
I'll meet you there. You know, I'll hand it off in person delivery.
Just don't tell the troop. So anyway,
I want to say that the winner, Donnie today, Donnie Hale.
Yeah,
congratulations,
okay. Donnie Hale.
Yeah, Snook
from Snook.
Yeah,
yeah. So there we go.
Anyway.
Little out the city,
Chili Fest.
Well,
isn't that where?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that area out there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Steve, I'm going to dive into this thing just a little bit. It's called Hemp versus Marijuana.
Okay.
The reason I want to try to do that, because I've been getting a lot of questions on it.
Sure.
And I will throw a disclaimer out there on this that I'm not the expert in this field.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I will add some common sense to it. And to see if I can guide people in the right direction.
Okay. And we're talking about CBD.
And I've been doing some reading like I normally do. And so if you're out there like I was and trying to figure out what the deal was, this hemp is basically when you test it for THC, if it's less than 3%, it's not considered marijuana. So the definition of marijuana has kind of changed to that aspect. So when the troop or the officer on the side of the roadway makes a traffic stop and he smells or sees what he believes to be marijuana, and there's nothing else to go by other than what he's seeing, the odds are you're still going to get arrested, okay? Now, especially if you're bundles of it, whatever. You're going to have to, have something saying, hey, this is what it is. This, something believable where the officer understands it's him that he's looking at.
Sure.
If he doesn't have that, he doesn't really have much choice. So any usable amount in the state of Texas is still a Class B misdemeanor. Okay. Now, I will say this, as the district attorneys across the state looks at this, each one is going to have a decision to make how they want to handle these type of cases. And not all DAs across the state are the same. So I would tell law enforcement this. If you don't know what that answer is, you need to have that conversation with your local district attorney and form a plan exactly. And that's what probably is going on today's date in different counties across the state. that would be the first recommendation I would make.
Well, we tell folks don't get your local. Check this out, Craig. Don't get your local or county's law mixed up with someone else's county, mm-hmm. because you may be able to do certain things in certain counties, mm-hmm. but when you go to the county next door trying to do the same thing, you could get penalized.
Right.
Yes. Every county is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's best just not to even get involved in that stuff.
Right.
Everybody has their own decisions. People do what they want to do. But it's best just not to get involved with that stuff, because, you know, we got to be an example, not only for our families, but for our community. And, you know, when you get involved, typically you're going to want to drive and go somewhere. And next thing you know, you got some more problems on your hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, and I've been listening to arguments both ways on this. Here's the deal. When it comes to impairment, you're either impaired or you're not. I don't care what you're impaired on, prescription drugs, alcohol, or marijuana. If you're impaired, you're impaired.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not the health benefits, all this, I'm not into that. I'm just in the wanting the most. We talk about fatigue driving sometimes, and we talk about people being impaired, especially when we get in our major holidays. That's one of the things that's brought up all the time. We're looking at that high speeds, aggressive driving, people that not wearing their seat belts, and people that were trying to get drivers off the road that are impaired. So impairment, when me and Steve talk to large groups and stuff, we break that down. And like I say, you could be impaired by prescription drugs, and it tells you don't operate any machinery or vehicles or whatever it may be.
Sure.
So we're looking at it. First of all, we're going to look at it as a driving aspect. So if you're driving and you're under one of these substances, then that's going to be a problem right there. Now, the possession part is a different story.
Right.
So, but again, I don't think there's a clear cut across the state. This is exactly what's going to happen regardless where you get stopped in Texas. I think it's going to be a county by county among the officers and the department's policy, how they're going to handle these situations. So where I was getting kind of – so we have labs. DPS labs, and one of the things we do have, a lot of agencies use our labs.
Sure.
I did not know, Steve, that, what they actually, when we send stuff to the lab, what they actually tested and how they tested, I wasn't really familiar.
Sure.
But they're saying that we did not test for this THC, mm-hmm. and that's one of the things that they've got to try to tackle now,
sure.
is the testing to see what percentage
sure.
is in there. So
and again, somebody's out there asking, what is hemp? What is marijuana? Look, just in simple terms, hemp is 0.3% less, 0.3% less of THC content than, of course, your marijuana is that 0.3% or more. So that's the differences in it.
Yeah. So again, I just thought to point that out and just tell people there's not one answer that fits all. So depending where you're at in the state and where that's going to be done, I was reading something the other day, and I was trying to go. So it's here, same plant, different genetics. One gets you high. The other one is used for fuel and fiber. I don't know. That's what they.
You can make rope out of it, make clothing out of
sure.
it.
So that's hemp. That's hemp, right?
Yeah,
rope, clothing.
One to get you high, and one to use fuel and fiber. So whatever.
And also, you know, they make the CBD oils from the hemp, everything else.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of things. I mean, anything, soap, everything out of that stuff.
Well, okay. But. Anyway, we'll move on off of that. I just want to point that out because I know there's a lot of discussion out there, and I think prosecutors across the county, along with law enforcement agency, is trying to figure out a plan how the best way to proceed in this situation. And so we'll see how that works out. But I just thought that I'd just point that out, kind of see where we stand right now. Another thing that has been talked about, and I really don't know how this is going to end up being, but it seems like our legislatures did away with surcharges and stuff in our driver license. So there's a lot of people, and I'm talking about 1.5 million drivers
sure.
here, that are affected by surcharges or whatever it may be.
So the question is, what about me? I still owe them. What do you do with that?
Well, so I've been asking that question.
You owed before, you owe now.
You know what I mean? What do I do now?
Yeah. So it's saying if you owe now, whatever, you need to continue to doing that process until September 1st. My question, which I don't know exactly how to answer at this point, then what happens after September 1st?
Right.
If you have a remainder, right? If you have a balance of X number of dollars, whatever. I don't have the answer to that. And once I figure out how that's going to be handled, then I will pass that information on.
Figure it would be at September 1st, there's just no more new charges.
You owe before. Well, you're thinking practical, Craig.
Yeah.
Okay, that's practical thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. That may be in what happens. That may not be. But I will say this. I still think there will be that fee to reinstate your driver license. So we've had what I call a amnesty program over the years. When this thing started out in 2003. So it's been going on for a good while.
True,
okay.
True.
So the amnesty program would be something like, okay, if you owe over a certain amount, the max we'll charge you is this amount to instead of charging, say you owe $2,000, but the max we'll make you pay is $5,000. You pay the $5,000 and do the reinstatement fee, then we'll get your driver license back up to where it needs to be. There may be something like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That where you don't have to pay the full amount, you just have to pay a percentage, whatever that percentage may be, mm-hmm. With that fee to get your driver license reinstated. Because, like I said, we're talking about, they estimate 1.5 million drivers. And another thing is certainly, you know, our jails and stuff like that, over the years, a lot of people had, you know, they had to make a decision. You know, their licenses were messed up, but they had to go to work, trying to feed a family. Then they find themselves in a bind again because now they've stopped the second time. And that second one got you landed in the county poke. So anyway, we'll see how this works out. I don't. This one to let everybody know that starting September 1st, 2019, the surcharges should be going away. That program should be going away. And that any information that I can find out and pass on the driver responsibility program, then I'll pass on to our listening audience. And I'll try to answer whatever questions I can on that to give everybody the best guidance I can. So anyway, I've been trying to stay close with our driver license personnel, and I have they have not been given any updates so far how they're going to be handling that. So just something else out there.
Coming up pretty quick.
Anything else, legislative, that you can think of, Steve, that been brought up or anything? So
we have a list, and you know, as we start packaging that stuff up, we'll put it out to our folks as far as anything that's new pertaining to traffic during legislation.
So we've talked about the Real ID Act.
Yep.
And I have to remind people this. So if your license, if you hadn't had your license renewed in several years and you're going to have your license renewed, I would say if you can do it in person, and where this may be a situation, you can renew your license online.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't have the documentation, the birth certificate, the Social Security card, some of these other documentations that you're asking for now, they may require you to come in person, and they're going to scan that information. I got a phone call on the other day, and that's exactly what was going to need to happen.
Right.
It's been a while since they've done that, and they lack that information on that particular person.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have that information scanned in before that license got renewed. So sometimes that happens. So depending what your situation is, the main thing we're trying to make sure and double check that the license that we originally have given somebody is that person.
Sure.
And is certainly and has legal status to that. So remember, driver licenses are a privilege. They're not a right. So we just want to make sure it's a system double checking. Before we was given a license, but if we were ever asked, well, what documentation did they show to get that license? Well, now we're scanning all that information. We can go back and look at it. Sure. So if that's ever a problem. So
and we're doing this, this Real ID Act to combat terrorism, identity theft, and any other major crimes. This is just an extra strengthening tool for the state to make sure, you know, people don't get taken advantage of when it comes to their identification information.
Now, we're saying that everybody, if you don't have, I think it's a little star on the license, right? That's how you tell.
Right, the yellow star in the upper right-hand corner.
So if you don't have that star, next time you go in, you have to bring those documents to get your license.
To apply to the Real ID Act. To
right.
be,
okay.
Yeah.
So you don't have to apply to this.
Yeah, so the Real ID, if you're that guy that your license are still valid, now I'm going to use me for example.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've already got my passport, but say I waited next year to do that, and I go in and hand them my driver's license, and it doesn't comply with the Real ID Act, mm-hmm. They're not going to accept that. The government's not going to accept that.
Sure.
Because so you will not be able to get a passport without the little star on your license.
Right, so you would have to show extra documents other than that driver license. They're not going to accept the driver license on its own face value, whatever, because you don't have the star. Because the star is basically telling them that you have provided information to the Department of Public Safety, the documents that they were requesting to have that star put on your driver license. So basically, the DPS has already done the check for them.
Okay. And the date time frame is October the 1st, 2020.
Right. Yeah.
So you still got a little time, but man, we know how this goes, Craig. Time passes by fast.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to, you know, dealing with your family and loved ones. Next thing you know, you're already there. So take a look.
Now, what happens after that date?
Okay. So what I was going to get at, now, if I'm not the traveler and my license are still valid, it doesn't affect me one bit.
Right. Okay.
But if you're the one that's now wanting to go on vacation, go on a cruise or go overseas or go into a government building and they require different IDs to get into, and that's what most of it's about, that's why I call it federal,
right.
Or get on an airplane and fly somewhere and you don't have that, then that's a document they're probably not going to accept.
Okay.
So that's the difference. And but as far as your driving status, you're still good.
But
unless your license are expired.
You have until October 1st, you said 2020?
Yep, October 1st, 2020.
And then they won't be doing that anymore after that. You won't be able to get that Real ID thing.
After that date, say my license went out December of 2020, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Now, after October, my license are still good.
Mm-hmm.
But far as me using that to get on an airplane or whatever is not good.
Right. Okay.
So you don't have to wait to the month that your license expires. You can go in a year in advance. Matter of fact, I've thought about just going ahead and getting mine because I don't think mine's mm-hmm. due till next year itself.
Yeah,
so,
just go ahead and get it.
You can go ahead and get it done.
You won't be able to use it for federal identification purposes.
Okay.
And now let me tell you something. When a lot of folks are up and roar. I get calls to my office all the time as far as when will I get my license. One thing I'll say about this state, licenses are coming in pretty quick. You go in, conduct your transaction at the driver's license office. Some people are getting their licenses within 2 weeks. So pretty quick. But you have to make sure you have those documents, and our driver's license offices will be able to take care of you on that.
And is there somewhere people can go to see exactly what they need to take with them to get that done?
You can go online, DPS, driver license online, and you can, they'll have that information on what documents you need to bring in. So, yes, you can do that online as far as with that. And then, like I say, you've already had a license the last couple of years, you may already submitted that. I hadn't, whatever. So
no, I've got the star in mind.
Yeah. We already knew you were a star.
I was a star before.
Did he have to show anything on it?
I don't know. It was weird. I didn't even know I had the star until you guys pointed it out. I was like, what's the star for?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's take another break.
Yeah, we got one more we can take.
And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about fatigue driving pertaining to truck drivers.
Ah, all right then. Thank you. 979-836-9937, 836-9937. You guys have questions for the troops there in the studio this morning to answer them. I'm checking emails, mail, mail at kwhi.com. As We'll do that periodically throughout the hour yet to go here on KWHI. Back with more Safety Talk after this.
If you've enjoyed great service along with their quality name brand tires at SciFair Tire, then you'll love the fact that SciFair Tire now has a location in Brenham at 3201 Highway 36 South. SciFair Tire specializes in auto, light truck, tractor, and commercial vehicle tires. Plus, they offer great service including 24-hour roadside assistance for flat tires. And now, you no longer have to drive to Houston to take advantage of their great service and large inventory of tires. SciFair Tire, just past Walmart on 36 South in Brenham.
Are you one of those hip grandmothers or grandfathers who likes to keep up with the electronic age? You may have trouble walking and can't see the fine print on your medication bottles, but you have a cell phone, computer, and a page on Facebook. Well, here's a website you'll want to check out, SeniorCenterBrenham.com. This website will keep you updated on senior activities in Brenham, daily menus at the Senior Center, where to call for transportation, even a recipe of the month and more. So write this down, www.SeniorCenterBrenham.com. And we'll see you online.
When you want your pizza delivered fast and hot, call Domino's Pizza in Brenham. Domino's also delivers chicken nuggets, submarine sandwiches, pasta, bread, sides, and desserts, along with your pizza. Right now, enjoy a large three-topping pizza for only $7.99. Or choose any two or more items in their mix and match deal for only $5.99 each. Delivery or carry out, you make the call. Just call Domino's Pizza in Brenham at 251-9063 or order online at dominoes.com. Then get the door. It's Domino's. Now hiring all positions.
Doing the job right starts with the best quality materials. That's why for most Red Wing work boots, they use leather made from steer hides. Sure, it may cost a little more, but it makes for a more durable, comfortable boot. One made with the same handcrafted pride you put into your work every day. Red Wing Shoes, work is our work. Brenham Saddle Shop, Highway 290 East Frontage Road in Brenham. Family owned and operated for 59 years. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 5:30. Layaway is available. Se habla Espanol.
Summer is here and your schedule is full. With summer vacations, family trips, and games happening every weekend, it can be hard to find time to get the essentials taken care of. But Burton State Bank makes it easy with their super convenient BSB Bill Pay. Pay your bills from anywhere, check your balances, and track your payments anytime, whether you're around the world or around the corner. Visit Burton State Bank at 515 North Main Street or give them a call at 979-289-3151. Burton State Bank, member FDIC.
Brenham Country Club is a family-oriented social and recreational organization providing the highest quality services and facilities. A beautiful 18-hole golf course with a 300-yard driving range, a pro shop, large swimming pool with pool house. Their large clubhouse features a full bar and Wi-Fi internet and is available for party rentals. The Brenham Country Club, 3 miles east of Brenham on Highway 105. For more information about memberships, call 836-1733. They have a membership level that's perfect for your family.
Find new roads in a Chevrolet to Tegeler Chevrolet now in Sealy, where you can see the great deals on some impressive trucks. Plus, check out their rebates on select models. Don't wait. Visit Tegeler Chevrolet now. Tegeler Chevrolet, 15 minutes west of Katy, where you'll always find a great deal on a new vehicle and great service after the sale. Visit anytime at TeglerChevrolet.com. That's T-E-G-E-L-E-R Chevrolet. 4062 Northeast I-10 Frontage Road in Sealy. Open 24 hours a day at TeglerChevrolet.com.
Definition of ease. Effortless and simple. Practical application of ease. Ease. That's E-A-Z-E. See, Ease offers a huge selection of quality CBD products delivered right to your door. So take the guesswork out of CBD with Ease. For a wide selection of curated CBD products and great values, go to EaseWellness.com. That's easewellness.com. E-A-Z-E wellness.com.
Welcome back to Safety Talk here on KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7 here on this Thursday morning. The troops are here. We've got Sergeants Morgan and Woodard with us today. Gentlemen, as always, not just me, but everyone, always appreciative when you guys come in studio and just talk and just let us know what's going on, what we need to know.
It's always good to be
what,
here.
What the skinny is, they used to say.
What the skinny is. Hey, just a recap on that Real ID Act. We had a caller call in, and she caught the tail end of it, and we'll just do a 10-second recap. So when you receive your driver's license, whether that's a driver's license under 21 or over 21, the actual star for the driver's license over 21 is going to be, when you're looking at your driver's license, it'll be in the upper right-hand corner. That means you're a star. You're in compliance. If you're under 21, it'll be kind of like right in the center above where the class of driver's license is. But again, the Real ID Act, it begins October the 1st, 2020. And only state-issued driver's licenses and identification cards that are fully in compliance with the Real ID Act will be accepted for official federal government purposes, such as entering a federal building or boarding a domestic flight. Again, if you go into your driver's license office, present the proper documents, as Jimmy stated, your birth certificate and a plethora of other things, which you can get at our DPS website, a list of those things. Go to the driver's license office and they'll take care of you. My wife went into the driver's license office to take care of her stuff a couple of months ago. She received her driver's license in 2 weeks. Wow. So they're cooking and burning them pretty fast. But we just don't want people to get confused and think you're going to be in a bind. But if you don't have that Real ID Act star, it's a gold star, you won't be in compliance beginning October 1st, 2020, to enter those federal buildings, domestic flights, etc. So I hope that answered your question, darling.
There you go. And, of course, you go to any DPS office, DMV.
So the website, it's called Real ID at DPS.texas.gov. If you want to type that in, it says here federal agencies will only accept Texas driver license identification cards for the official federal purpose of including air travel and entering federal facilities.
That's what I just said.
So, I know that, but I just thought it'd be worth going over.
Yeah, he's reading his paper.
Yeah,
you got the official paper.
He
right
has
here.
It on a computer. I have it on a piece of paper.
No, I don't. Right. I'm looking at the hemp stuff.
Oh my! Come on. Now.
So we was going to talk about fatigue driving. I think something
yes,
like
fatigue
that.
Driving.
All right,
truck drivers.
So fatigue driving over the last few years certainly has been I would say one of the main contributing factors. Matter of fact, if I can remember correctly. Because I have not had the 2018 Texas crash data stats that have not been publicized yet. But in 2017, if I remember, there was like 160 fatalities in Texas, somewhere in the neighborhood of 9,000 crashes where fatigue was shown as a contributing factor.
Yeah.
And so I did an interview, Steve, on that apparently, the feds, a federal motor carrier, was thinking about expanding some driving hours for the intrastate drivers or interstate drivers.
Yeah.
And what that meant. So the program that me and you do, always remember, they always say what? They want you to get what? How many hours of sleep?
8 to 9 hours of sleep.
Yeah, right. And then if you don't do that, then you owe the sleep mate. Is that how they do it?
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I say.
So,
yeah.
Well, so right now, my understanding, as we know it today, on an interstate driver, you get 11 hours driving, 14 hours total, with 10 hours rest. Okay.
Right.
Well, so if you work, you can work a total of 14. Man, if you're working a total of 14 and say they may, I don't know what they're looking at. And this is just a proposal. There's nothing been in effect yet. So they're going to continue to look at this. But
sure.
There's not a whole lot of time that they actually can add on, if you think, in a given day. Mm-hmm. Because, now I get it. A lot of these cross-country drivers, you know, time is money. I get it and all that. But I think there's a happy factor where you got to not only consider them, but you got to consider the motoring public around them.
Right.
Because some studies have shown if you go without sleep up to 20 hours, you can be as bad as that guy out there driving a motor vehicle at BAC 0.08. So that's where it comes into play. Your reactions are slower and everything else. So I think there's they may be an increase a little bit, but I don't see a big increase for that factor of itself.
But that's something that's been talked about. There's nothing been changed at this point. So I get questioned, hey, I heard this change. No, it hadn't been changed yet. So it's just something they're looking at, experimenting with, see if they can adjust that a little bit. Now, your intrastate driver, a little bit different. They get 8 hours rest, 12 hours driving, and a total of a 15-hour day. And then there's some exemptions to that as far as your oil field and your concrete truck drivers and stuff. There's exemptions to a lot of these rules. So depending what your situation and whatever, because some of these trucks stay idle for a good while. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just want to point that out, that if you heard somebody saying they're expanding driving hours, it's just something they're looking at this point. There's nothing definite that's been put into place yet. But I always think it's important, especially as we're in the summer months here, and people are going on vacation, that, look, make sure you have the most rested person. You know, they recommend having a break every 2 hours. And I know a lot of people travel and won't do that. But, you know, if you can get close to that, whatever. If you've got kids, you may do it. You know, yeah. That or that dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That dog sitting there looking at you. So anyway, stay where you, huh?
Yeah, you're yeah. Right.
But anyway, I get it. There's got to be a happy balance somewhere on too much fatigue driving and people behind the wheel. Like I said, we're trying to have the most alert, non-impaired drive that we can with the volume of traffic that we have on the highways today. And, you know, you know, with cell phones, we talk about just looking off the road that 1 minute, that 1 second, what can happen. Oh, yeah. So if it slows your reaction time, you're just not going to be a very good driver. So anyway, I just wanted to point that part out. Another thing that's going on this time of year, I see a lot of hay getting made. And I see a lot of people. I saw a boy the other day that had one of them fancy. Trying to think how many bales that he had on there. It might have been a 10 or a 12 bale, but it was one of them trailers where you can load it from both sides. And he's fine. But guess what he's got to have with that? And this is where they forget.
This is where you can get himself in a bind.
Yeah. So, first of all, them trailers are required to have mud flaps on them. They don't get an exemption. And another thing, you've got to have that $10 permit, hay permit, to carry anything over 8'6", and that gets you up to 12 foot, 144 inches. So if you have one of them trailers, make sure you don't forget to get your permit for that trailer if you're going to be carrying hay up down the roadways on these, either on a flatbed trailer or even on these custom designed hay trailers and stuff. Certainly, that's one of the requirements you got to have. So farmers do get an exemption if they have that permit to up to 12 foot. So you see a lot of that. And I tell you what, we should have a great year for hay.
Yeah. I
don't know where on the totals around rain, but having rain like last night in July is a good sign.
Oh, did y'all get some rain?
I got 7/10.
Oh, wow.
So
that's you.
Yeah.
We just got the winds.
Well, somebody said I was living right, so I don't know. Yeah, I
never know.
We just got the heat. It was 91 degrees last night.
91? Oh,
last night? No, it was heat index. That was actual temperature.
Temp.
Oh, golly. Okay.
Yeah.
That's rough.
I am looking at here on these LEDs. LEDs. It's not LEDs. It's electronic logbooks. A reminder of that. On December 16th, 2019, this year, it says here, vehicle or combination of greater than 26,000 or 48, if farm and ranch intrastate movements are exempt from ELDs until December 16th, 2019. So we're coming up on that this year. Now, if, again, I don't, we'll see what exemptions they have to that, but typically I think your farmers are still going to get that exemption. You stay within 150 miles, or if you're not required to log more than 8 times. But a gentleman called me the other day and he said, look, I had got this truck. He was a grass hauler. Mm. So his question is grass versus hay, right? So one, you're in commerce, and the other one, you know, you may be cutting your own hay. Now, so I called my buddy Craig on this one. You know Craig,
mm-hmm.
don't you? Yeah.
We do?
Yeah. So I was having this conversation with Craig, and Craig's telling me that right now what they're doing is that old boy taking it from his farm to the, say, the nursery, okay? Mm-hmm. They're okay with that. Now, the old boy that picks it up and then delivers it from there, then now it's a different far as what do we consider that far as, agriculture or whatever it may be. So it kind of changes. But so I'm not an expert in, you know, these grass farmers. But anyway, the old boy doing it, he said he got him he had a 2000-year model truck tractor. And so if you read closely, it says that you get an exemption if your vehicle engine was manufactured prior to 2000. So he said he was just a couple months to where he may be, and that's why he was thinking that he needed a electronic logbook. And mm-hmm. I said, nah, that's not necessary because, you know, you're in trial state. And I said, we still got up to the 16th. And number two is, you still may get an exemption. We'll just have to see how that plays out. But the main thing is a couple of things. He's under the if he was under the 2000 year 2000, you wouldn't have to worry about it. But another thing, farmers need to remember these guys out here with this hay and all that. You get that exemption, but if when you exceed that 48,000 pounds, now you didn't throw yourself under federal motor carrier. So remember about the weight on that. So you do get exemptions from law books and CDL, but once you get over that 48,000 pounds, now you found yourself in a different situation. So always a reminder to check on that stuff and realize what you're doing before you get on the roadway.
All right. Got a couple of minutes left in the show today. Anything you going to final thoughts to wrap it up?
Again, the roadways are hot. We're talking about temperatures. If you think it's 100 degrees, well, the asphalt's probably 100, I don't know, 40, 30, yeah. whatever. So, again, I just want to make sure people use time and caution. Plan your trips out. Plan your brakes. Look at your vehicle before you and try to prevent some of this stuff from happening to you on the side of the roadway and so your vacation goes smoothly. Certainly, if you need any help from us, our agency, give us a call. Hopefully, like I say, if you're in a bind or something like that, have nobody else to call, use that number on the back of your driver license. If you get an emergency situation, the 911 would work. Certainly, we want to make sure that is an emergency situation before you dial that. So other than that, Steve, I'm going to hand it over to you.
You know, continue to keep one of our troopers that was shot back in April, Trooper Moses Sanchez. Continue to keep him in your prayers. He's still undergoing some medical issues and surgeries. So keep him and his family in prayers and his family back in Edinburgh. This Houston medical facility opened their arms continue to help and work on him and doctor on him. So keep the Texas Highway Patrol, all law enforcement, and the Trooper Sanchez in your prayers.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. If they need to get a hold of you guys, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they can call you or email you. Yeah, or the
easiest way to do it.
979-776-3147 is my phone there at the office. And Brian, leave me a message. I'll return your phone call, or they can get that information to you, and you pass it on to me.
That's it. Thank you. It's KWHI AM K269 GU FM Brenham.